Wall Street seems like a casino where the problem gamblers are the house, and they only bet on sure things. Analysts say Wall Street hates uncertainty. So, this month's stock market volatility supposedly stemmed from worries over falling oil prices, or weakening economies in China and Europe, or a dip in retail sales, or tensions in Ukraine, or ISIS, or Ebola. Isn't such uncertainty the new reality in the 21st century? In fact, wasn't it always? Wall Street dates to 1792, when 24 New York merchants and stockbrokers signed an agreement and the New York Stock Exchange was born, according to the Library of Congress. There certainly were many diseases, wars, financial anxieties, and unknowns during those 222 years. Besides calling BS on Wall Street's excuses, here are two other points. First, the U.S. economy, viewed as a whole and not as a system that serves most Americans, is in its best shape in years. Next, oil? Really? In mid-October, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had declined about 6% for the year. Also, the price of oil by the barrel had fallen about 13% just since early summer due to more fuel-efficient vehicles and technologies, less driving by us penny-pinching motorists, competition from shale oil, etc. But fuel prices at the pump dropped too. The average gas price of $3.59 per gallon fell to less than $3 in most of this area. So consumers are expected to start spending that newfound $20 or $50 a month. Busey Bank Vice President Ed Sharlaw recently told the Peoria Journal-Star, for every 10-cent decrease in the price of gas, it adds about $11 billion to the national economy. Stock prices for trucking, airline, and other companies in the transportation sector have improved. And in other recent economic news, industrial production was up significantly, and initial unemployment claims fell to their lowest level since 2000. Oil prices seem more like an effect than a cause. And if there is a cause, it may be Wall Street greed stacking the deck. Please be tolerant with the following barrage of numbers, but consider this spot check comparison of oil prices in Wall Street based on four S&P 500 milestones in the last year, showing the stock market has not suffered from plunging oil prices. From August 1, 2013 to November 22, 2013, oil dropped 12%, but the Dow improved 2%, the S&P 5 and NASDAQ 8. From then till May 23, 2014, oil dropped 11%, but the Dow improved 3%, S&P 5, and NASDAQ up 4%. From May to August 26 of this year, oil dropped 8.4%, but the Dow improved 3%, the S&P 5, and NASDAQ 9%. This correlation looks to be the opposite of recent instability, with Wall Street rising when oil prices fall. The stock market, like gas prices at the pump, arguably, is being manipulated. Oil or terrorists or natural disasters are excuses that are less significant than cooking the books for quarterly data, CEO raises, and so on. Viewing the stock market as a human being, like corporations, according to the Supreme Court, right, it should be in therapy for pathological dishonesty or multiple personalities. Or possibly, it should be treated as a sociopath, someone without a conscience, who in this case thinks it's a high roller, although it's really just a gambling addict. If Wall Street wants certainty, maybe it should be subjected to the shock therapy of real financial regulations, or even price controls like Republican President Richard Nixon imposed in 1971 for a few years. Such treatment may not fully heal Wall Street's troubled personality, but it could protect from manipulations, neighbors hurt by its actions, all the rest of us.